It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mom and light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
We're starting with Daisy Edgar-Jones. So people will know her as the star of Normal People and Twisters as well. She's going to star in a new adaptation of Jane Austen's iconic first novel, Sense and Sensibility.
Ooh.
They're making another. Yes, they are. So this is currently in the works at Focus Features. Georgia Oakley will direct the new version with Diana Reid set to adapt the screenplay.
Now, they have a hard act to follow, Gareth, here, haven't they? Because, I mean, you've an Oscar win from Emma Thompson for screenplay that year for Ang Lee's 1995 film, which was really good. I mean, that is a hard act to follow.
And you had Kate Winslet in it, Hugh Grant, Alan Rickman.
Love that movie.
Yeah, so it is a hard act to follow. But I suppose nowadays, I mean, we're seeing it at the box office. People do return for stuff that they're familiar with.
That's
so
true.
It's not a surprise that they're going to remake it. And I think as well, Daisy Edgar-Jones, she's certainly capable of, you can certainly see her in the role.
Oh, yeah,
but you can
really
also,
like her, yeah.
Yeah, and you can also see that she would carry a box office interest as well. Mm. So good choice all round, I think.
Okay, we'll see what happens with that one. You have a sequel.
I do, and this one is not a surprise at all. So Disney has decided they're going to move ahead with a live-action sequel to the remake of Lilo and Stitch. So, now they announced this on Thursday. They timed it to go out on June 26th, so they wanted it at the 6th of 26. That's the number that ties in with Stitch. Anyone who's a fan of the series will know that the wild blue-haired alien is known as Experiment 626 in the movie.
Very good.
So that was their kind of little nod to that. So what we've got here, I mean, look, at you're looking at a movie that was originally set to go on the Disney Plus streamer as an original movie, but the execs saw it, they reconsidered it and said, you know what, we're going to release it theatrically. It has gone on to make $923 million at the worldwide box office on that budget of just $100 million. So it's not a surprise. Will they be able to keep the budget down of the next one
yes,
to have
exactly.
such good margins? Probably not, but it's a go at Disney.
Okay, and another animated sequel. This was a real favourite, Gareth. Ratatouille.
Yeah, you have to go all the way back to 2007 when it was released. And Ratatouille, if you remember, Brad Bird directed the original, which set in Paris, follows a young rat, Remy, who dreams of becoming a chef and tries to achieve his goal by forming an unlikely alliance with the restaurant's garbage boy. It grossed $623 million worldwide. It went on to win a Best Animated Feature Oscar as well. So it's just taken a bit of time. Mm-hmm. But again, I think when you look at Elio, it has not really performed at the box office. So there's a bit of a worry around sort of new IP. And of course, that's why you're seeing titles like Toy Story 5, Incredibles 3, Coco 2, and now a sequel to Ratatouille coming our way as well. That familiar is kind of what audiences and studios are going for.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? You've a sequel for adults for us this afternoon too.
Yeah, so this one we can probably all get a little bit excited about because there's plenty of areas to explore and the likes of this. And when you have West Wing creator Aaron Sorkin set to write it and also set to direct it, The Social Network Part 2 is coming to the big screen. So yeah, it's a sequel to the highly acclaimed 2010 film, which he wrote, but David Fincher directed. So it's been talked about for many years, but the sources now at the Wall Street Journal are saying that it could be focusing in on the likes of the Facebook files. This is Jeff Horowitz's explosive series of articles in 2021, which exposed the company has been aware of the platform's harmful effects on larger society. Excuse me. But it also, I suppose, could also feature the likes of the 2020 election, which Facebook had a huge role to play in as well. So, yeah, we'd no idea of casting. It's been dubbed Part 2, not necessarily a straight sequel. So we see what Aaron Sorkin can do with that one.
Interesting. Now, Stephen King's novels, of course, transfer so well to the big screen. Is there another on the way?
There is another on the way. It's 1978's novel, The Stand. And you're going to have Doug Liman set to direct this one and produce it as well. He's known for Edge of Tomorrow, Bourne Identity, Roadhouse. This project's now going to head into its writer's world. But the one thing about it is the novel is 1,152 pages. So they're planning to do it as one movie. So are they going to scale it down a little bit? Because that's a lot to sort of cram in there. And there was a very famous series back in 1994. Had the likes of Gary Sinise, Molly Ringwald, Rob Lowe, Ed Harris all starring in it. So we'll see what they get to do with it. But the story in it follows an epic battle between good and evil after the American population is all but wiped out by a deadly virus, with the narrative focusing on a group of survivors who fight against an antichrist-like figure. So Lehman's currently busy at the moment. He's working on a supernatural thriller called Deeper that stars Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas.
Oh, very good. Okay, now two great actors, Jason Bateman, Jude Law, coming together.
And they're going to play brothers in a TV series. It's a highly anticipated Netflix series, and we have a release for its release. It's September 18th and it's called Black Rabbit. Now, Bateman directed the first two episodes of the series. His Ozark co-star Laura Linney directed the next two as well.
Right.
This is set against the backdrop of New York City's high-pressure nightlife scene. Black Rabbit centres on two brothers who are pushed to the brink by their sort of duty to their family and their pursuit of success. Jake is played by Law. He is the charismatic owner of the Black Rabbit, a restaurant and VIP lounge poised to become the hottest spot in New York. But when his brother Vince, played by Bateman, returns to the business unexpectedly, trouble soon follows, opening the doors to old traumas and new dangers that threaten to bring down everything they built. The restaurants have proven to be big big business, haven't they, for streamers and TV shows alike.
Okay, that's one to look forward to, too, coming to Netflix, as you say, in September. Now, what trailer have you chosen for us?
Looking forward to seeing this one. This is the official trailer for Christie, which is the debut feature from Cork director Brendan Canty.
Do you have any idea what you've thrown away, boy? You're never going to get a foster home like that again.
You're Shane's brother, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Christie.
Where'd you get the chain?
It was Mam's.
Unbelievable technique. You must have been watching Mary Poppins, oh yeah?
Christy, there's someone here for you. Hey.
Not in bed after work.
Come on, don't be boring.
Oh. What's Shane like then?
You don't really know him, do you?
Right, lads, let's go.
You have no idea, boy. I'm the only one ever looked after you. I didn't ask you to do it, did I?
You can't have a future.
Yes, Gareth, that is Christie.
Which won the Grand Prix of the Generation 14 Plus International Jury at the 75th Berlin International Film Festival. It's going to have its Irish premiere at the Galway Film Flat on the 11th of July. And coincidentally, the Galway Film Flat announced their programme this week. So do check it out. There's an awful lot of great films there. But in terms of Christie, it follows a 17-year-old who's at a crossroads. He's kicked out of his suburban foster home. He moves in with his estranged older brother, Shane, and his young family. And as he makes friends and begins to let the community in, he also reconnects with his past through his seemingly more corrupting extended family. So the cast includes Danny Power, Diarmaid Noyes, Emma Willis, Alison Oliver, Chris Whalley and Helen Behan, and it also features members of Cork's Cabin Studio. That one is going to be released in cinemas the 29th of August. Do check out the trailer for
Very
Christy.
Good, and showing at the Galway Film Flat this year, as you say. Let's come to new releases, and the biggie this weekend is F1 starring Brad Pitt, and we're very excited. Kerry Condon is in this.
See, like straight talk.
Straight and narrow. No sugar.
Why are you here, Sonny?
When you look in the mirror, you see this rough and tumble, old school cowboy. Doesn't take orders, goes his own way, huh?
Listen, let's get this straight. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure, Alan.
Yes, indeed. Go Kerry. And as you can hear there, they've allowed her keep her Irish accent. That's F1 in cinemas this weekend.
This is a big movie. Joseph Kosinski directing it, known, of course, for his action. And this one takes it to the track where you have this, the greatest that never was, really, Sonny Hayes, played by Brad Pitt, who was Formula One's most promising phenomenon of the 90s until an accident on the track nearly ended his career. Now he's getting back behind the wheel, the likes of Javier Bardem, Damson Idris, also starring in F1.
Yeah, and I mean, as you say, Joseph Kosinski, most famous, I suppose, for Top Gun Maverick, which he did a great job on. This is a funny one. Kerry Condon, great in it. Thrilled, as I say, to see her in it, and she's really good in it. And yes, the action sequences are brilliant. The editing is really good. It's a good old action film, but I was expecting a little bit of cheese, but my goodness, I found myself cringing, Garrett. Like, so much of the dialogue is just really... And I was kind of thinking, gosh, you know, with this director, part of me thought, you know what, if it was Tom Cruise, I wouldn't be cringing as much. I'd almost expect it and I'd go with it. You know, the way you can kind of go, right, this is what's happening here. Maybe it's something about Brad Pitt and the likes of Javier Bardem with this dialogue. I cringed a lot. But action movie, popcorn, in you go for the bit of action. It's going to do well, I'm sure. And off you go, because it's, you know, I saw it on the IMAX. See it on the biggest screen you can. And as I say, the action sequences are brilliant. So if that's what you'd like this weekend, off you go. But just be ready for the cheese is all
Well, you
say.
Might get your wish, you know, because Tom Cruise is talking about doing the Days of Thunder sequel. So that had a lot of cheese as
well. You know what I mean? There's for some reason with Tom, I can kind of take it. But this, I don't know. It was very cringy here and there. But there you go. Good action sequences, no doubt about it. And well done, Kerry Condon. Now we have Megan back.
Yeah, we do. Megan 2.0. This is 2 years after Megan's rampage. Her creator Gemma resorts to resurrecting her infamous creation in order to take down Amelia, the military grade weapon that was built by a defense contractor who stole Megan's underlying tech. Alison Williams, Violet McGraw star in Megan 2.0. There's a re-release, a 40th anniversary of Ram. This is Akira Kurosawa's movie set in medieval Japan. An elderly warlord retires, handing over his empire to his three sons. However, he vastly underestimates how the newfound power will corrupt them and cause them to turn on each other and him. And two more to mention. The moon is upside down. Mm-hmm. This is about three women who are sort of on an adventure, really, through unfamiliar landscapes and the contours of the human heart. And From Hill Day with Love is set in Berlin in 1942. Hill Day is a member of an anti-Nazi group. She falls in love with another member, Hans. The two spend a summer together until they get caught by the Gestapo, and she is imprisoned and she is 8 months pregnant. So that's your selection this week.
Okay, what about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, so do you know what? I so remember going to see this in the cinema. I remember the hype around it. I remember kind of clutching onto the seat going, what is this going to be like? There's been so much talk about it. So it's about a trainee FBI agent, Clarice Starling, is sent to interview an imprisoned psychopath with a taste for eating his victims. The inmate offers to help catch a serial killer who is holding a politician's daughter hostage. But to learn what he knows, Clarice has to engage in a dangerous mind games. Jonathan Demme's Oscar winning thriller, and is based on Thomas Harris's novel, stars Jodie Foster and Anthony Hopkins. It is, of course, The Silence of the Lambs. It's on RT2 tonight at 10:45.
And I always remember the little bit of trivia about that. It won the big five at the Oscars. It's very unusual for a horror film to win, you know, best picture, director, actor, actress, screenplay. Am I right? I think that it won the big five. Yeah,
that's right.
And so it did so well. It was so clever and so scary, no doubt about it. So that's on RTE2 tonight at 10:45. Garrett, let's leave with a little clip from Silence of the Lambs to whet your appetite, literally. Here's a taster.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans.